This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. The student protests against the war between Israel and Hamas in Gaza at Columbia University has escalated. Columbia today limiting campus access to students and essential employees after dozens of protesters barricaded themselves inside a building overnight. This morning, they unfurled a Palestinian flag out of a window at Yale. There are no immediate reports of arrests after police moved to clear an encampment. Nationwide, there have been hundreds of arrests of pro-Palestinian protesters on college campuses, including dozens yesterday at the University of Texas at Austin. College leaders grappling to find the balance between free speech and safety, as NPR's Meg Anderson reports.
Some universities have taken a more hands-off approach to the protest on campus. Northwestern University negotiated with students to hammer out the terms of demonstrations there. At the University of California, Berkeley, Assistant Vice Chancellor Dan Mogiloff says its policy is to avoid police involvement. He says the school is committed to both free speech and safety.
There can be a tension between those objectives, and the trick is to manage those inherent tensions. The right to freely express your perspective, but also the right to pursue your academic interests.
Other schools are trying to strike that same balance, but it's a challenge. Jewish students at several universities have reported feeling unsafe. So have Palestinian students. Meg Anderson, NPR News.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says a potential ceasefire in Gaza is in Hamas's hands. Speaking to reporters before leaving Jordan for Tel Aviv today, he said Israel has put a strong offer on the table and he's calling on Hamas to accept it. The judge in Donald Trump's hush money trial in New York is warning the former president that he could be jailed for further violations of a gag order. Judge Juan Merchan today found Trump in contempt of court for violating a gag order and fined him $9,000. The ruling came at the start of the second week of testimony in the case. House Democratic leaders say they'll help Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson keep his job if Republicans make a move to remove him. The threat of being ousted has been hanging over Johnson's head for more than a month, as NPR's Barbara Sprunt reports.
In a joint statement, House Democratic leadership said they would vote to help save Speaker Johnson if Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene moves to oust him. In March, Greene filed a motion to vacate the Speaker. Two other Republicans have since joined on to that effort. But Greene hasn't yet triggered a vote. In the statement, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries said if Greene invokes the motion, quote, it will not succeed. Democrats have been telegraphing the idea they could save Johnson following the passage of Ukraine aid, something blocks of House Republicans remain opposed to. Johnson reacted to the news in real time during a press conference and said he didn't have any conversation with Jeffries beforehand on whether he could count on Democratic support. Barbara Sprunt, NPR News, The Capitol.
This is NPR News. President Biden is expressing condolences for the four law enforcement officers who were shot and killed yesterday in Charlotte, North Carolina. The White House says the president has spoken with Charlotte's mayor. The four law enforcement officers were part of a U.S. Marshals task force they were fired on as they approached a house to serve a warrant for a wanted felon. Four other officers were wounded. Several Broadway shows have received multiple Tony nominations. Jeff London reports theater's highest honors, the Tonys, were announced earlier today.
The nominators were enthusiastic about Stereophonic. It's a play with music about a rock band and received 13 nominations, including Best Play and Best Score for music by Arcade Fire's Will Butler. They also gave 13 nominations to Hell's Kitchen, a new musical featuring Alicia Keys' songs. A musical adaptation of The Outsiders received 12 nominations. Musical revivals of Cabaret starring Eddie Redmayne and Merrily We Roll Along featuring Daniel Radcliffe received 9 and 7 nominations, respectively. The Tonys will be awarded on June 16th. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
The U.S. and Mexico are no longer in the running to host the 2027 Women's World Cup soccer tournament. The U.S. Soccer Federation and its Mexican counterpart made the announcement today, saying they will focus on trying to host the tournament in 2031. The move leaves proposals from Brazil and a joint bid from Germany and the Netherlands, also Belgium, on the table for 2027. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.